In the first statewide poll since Governor Andrew Cuomo was accused of sexual misconduct, Emerson College polling found that 37% of New Yorkers believe the claims are grounds for the governor to resign, while 34% believe he should stick around, and 29% are unsure about what Cuomo should do right now. To discuss the poll, which was conducted on Monday and Tuesday, we're joined by Emerson Poll's director, Spencer Kimball. Good to have you back after your sabbatical from the show, Spencer.
Well, Dave, it's great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
So for starters, can you give us the top line numbers on whether New Yorkers, as of Monday and Tuesday, believed the claims of sexual harassment against the governor made by former staffers?
So on the question about Governor Cuomo being accused of sexual harassment, about 38% of those who have been following the story think he did it, 18% think he did not do it, and 44% were unsure.
So Democrats during the Trump administration were more willing to believe the dozens of claims against him than Republicans who found a way to dismiss decades of allegations against him. Is the same dynamic playing out but in reverse now with Cuomo, a Democrat, as far as party affiliation and how that lines up with people believing these latest allegations?
Well, Dave, I would say that we do have a case of selective maybe perception amongst voters in this situation as well. What we're seeing are Democrats, particularly in New York City, are sticking with the governor on approval and questioning the authenticity of the allegations. On the flip side, we're seeing Republicans and independents leaning towards against the governor. You know, Republicans very strongly, though, you know, make up about 20% of the state. But with independents, that's probably a larger concern for the Democratic Party if they are losing that type of support amongst the swing voter. So we are seeing differences, not just in party, but also in gender, but maybe a little counterintuitive to what we would have thought.
Yeah, can you explain that? Because, you know, traditionally, when it comes to allegations of sexual harassment more broadly, women are more likely to believe those charges than men are. Is that the case that's playing out when it comes to Andrew Cuomo?
Well, it's actually the opposite and that is what we expected to see, was that women would be with the accusation and that men would be more willing to back the male, in this case, Governor Cuomo. But actually, we're seeing the opposite. Women are sticking with Governor Cuomo at this point, and men are moving away. You know, when we just talked about general approval of the governor, men are 57% disapproval. Women are only 40% disapproval. So you can see there is a gender gap on this issue. And now the question is, of course, why does that exist?
Well, is it possible that that's attributable to the fact that men are more likely to be Republicans than women, who are more likely to be Democrat? And based on the partisan numbers, maybe it appears that partisan affiliation is being kind of the overwhelming factor here as opposed to gender?
Well, I'm sure plays a role in it. As you mentioned, females are more likely to be Democrat, males are more likely to be Republican, but this is a very stark difference between the genders. I think that there's, of course, other, what we would say, confounding variables involved, and that would also be on race and ethnicity. And so these are all playing into, you know, essentially, Governor Cuomo over the years has been able to galvanize a base of support amongst what it appears to be female minority voters. And right now, those are still his base of support that he's keeping. The other folks, the male white voter, as you mentioned, is probably going to be more conservative, didn't have that vote or didn't have that support prior to. So they're just kind of piling on at this point. But what he's looking at is this female minority vote, and making sure that they stay with him. And that's what we've been watching and will continue to watch in the days and weeks ahead.
What about the issue of age? You know, there are different perceptions about what sort of conduct is permissible based on age. And I'm curious whether that has informed New Yorkers' thinkings about not only these allegations, but as well as how the governor has handled them and whether he should resign. Are you seeing any sort of breakdown of different responses based on age?
The age variable does drive attitudes as well. When we look at the question about sexual harassment, if he did it or not, those under 50, about 45% think he did it. Those over 50, only about 30% think he did it. So we can start to see that the age category does have some impact as well, even on resignation. Those who are under 50, again, about 45% think he should resign because of this. Those over 50, only about 29% think he should resign because of this, of the sexual harassment claims. So we can see that that divide. And remember, when it comes to voting, older folks vote at a higher propensity, and that might be part of the governor's calculations if he can stay or has to resign.
This conversation we've been having with regards to the potential for resignation has been through the lens of the latest sexual harassment allegations, but you also asked whether New Yorkers think the governor should resign over his handling of nursing homes in New York during the pandemic. What was the response there?
On the issue of nursing homes, I think is a more pressing issue for the governor. And although obviously the sexual harassment claims are, terrible and something he has to deal with. In fact, the handling of the nursing homes, 45% think he should resign over this versus 36% that say he shouldn't. That's like seven, eight points more think that he should resign over the nursing home issue. And when we asked voters to compare dealing with COVID, the nursing home, and sexual harassment, the nursing home issue is almost two and a half to one over the sexual harassment issue in, as far as importance to voters. And so while he's dealing right now with the sexual harassment, I think he's got maybe a bigger problem on the horizon as more investigations come out on the nursing home. And so now he's kind of getting it, a double-edged sword here on both of these issues, and we'll see how he's able to pivot out of that.
I thought it was interesting how you have the resignation question in those two separate contexts, but obviously voters make decisions more holistically. How come you didn't include a question about just resignation more broadly?
Well, we tried to identify the two different topics regarding sexual harassment and the nursing home issue, but of course it's based on a totality of the circumstances. And so instead of asking directly if you think Governor Cuomo should resign, we tried to capture that in a question about, do you think Governor Cuomo is more ethical than most politicians, less ethical, or about the same? And interestingly, 50% said he was about the same as most politicians. And so for half the voters, despite what we might think, from the outside, for half the voters, this is about par for the course of what they expect out of our elected officials. For 15%, they thought he was more ethical, and for 35%, they thought he was less ethical. So that was one way that we tried to look at that issue. A second way was asking if you think that he should run for a fourth term. And at this point, only 36% thought he should run again. 64% thought it was time for him to give somebody else a turn. And I think this kind of goes to the cognitive dissonance that voters have in situations like this, where they voted for Governor Cuomo multiple times, and now they have to say, oh, we got to kind of separate from this person who I've supported, I've maybe given money to, or I've shaken hands with, and now we've got these problems, and it does create dissonance and anxiety for voters. And so it seems at this point they're saying he doesn't have to necessarily resign. It's not Elliot Spitzer at this point, but we don't want to see him run again. And that's going to be interesting to track over, the next couple of months, because obviously a lot of political calculations are going to be based on who's running for governor and in other offices in the next couple of years.
The governor, over the past year, has developed a very strong online following. Some of these people identify as Cuomosexuals. And when I started tweeting about your poll results on Tuesday night, I got some responses from people like following, quote, "Don't give up, Governor Cuomo. Enough are withholding judgment." Another person responded to the results saying that these polls are skewed. A lot of people only read inflammatory headlines and one-sided opinionated articles. If there are any serious investigative reporters who do actual research, look deeply and report facts, he'll get more support. I'm curious whether you've gotten any sort of online response, whether through tweets or Facebook or emails, following this poll from people who were very skeptical of your results. And if you did, I wonder how that compares to what you normally get when you do a political poll.
Well, one I would say is I don't think Governor Cuomo needs to resign at this point. I think that question about ethics and where he stands, I think voters are willing to let him stay at this point. Now, obviously, things will continue. Regarding the online world of communication, I try to stay away from that. I have a staff that will post and take a look. But I do get emails, and I do take a look. Obviously, the public opinion, you have to have a sense of what's happening out there. We didn't actually... It wasn't as intense as we've had in the past. We did a poll a year ago or so where we were doing the Democratic primary and candidates were dropping out and we took some candidates out, left some candidates in, and those who were left in were left out were pretty upset. And they got pretty intense there. In this situation, I'd say an example of kind of the weirdness that we received was an email where somebody said this poll was skewed heavily for Cuomo and accused us of being Antifa and using some sort of communist propaganda. And so it just goes out to show you there's lots of opinions out there. It's the marketplace of ideas. And it's important for us to be critical thinkers when we get this information. And when people send us emails or they make a post like that, we look at it in the sense that these are what people are thinking, but not necessarily this is the right way of thinking. We appreciate everybody who takes our surveys, who participate in the process of learning about public opinion. It's through this process that we can understand, you know, how public sentiment is as opposed to just looking at maybe news reports or press conferences. So it's another way of understanding society, not the only way. I think social media is another way of looking at what people are talking about. But I also think social media can at times overinflate support or opposition for folks because there's different people on that platform than who represent the general population at large.
And finally, I was very excited when your poll dropped on Tuesday because I wasn't expecting it. And I'm curious, are you going to continue to poll about the governor as we get what is likely going to be a drip, drip, drip of potentially more accusers and definitely more lawmakers who come out and call for him to resign?
Yeah, so in a situation like this, which is an ongoing crisis, as we would call it, we do plan on tracking this and hope to have new poll results Thursday night or Friday morning, seeing what public reaction is to the events earlier this week.
Sounds like you and I have a conversation date set up for the future then.
David, I look forward to it.
Well, we've been speaking with Emerson College polling director Spencer Kimball. Spencer, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.